The three codes we just discussed all focus on the things students say that give evidence that they are thinking mathematically. We now turn to two codes that focus on the nature of the mathematical tasks students participate in and the students' level of engagement with the mathematics during these tasks. First, let's consider the task cognitive demand code. This code captures student engagement in tasks in which they think deeply and reason about the mathematics. These high cognitive demand tasks can take the form of discussions in which students question, reason, or explain. These tasks also encompass students working on complex problems or activities. During whole class discussions, the level of task cognitive demand depends on the opportunity students are given to reason about the mathematics, participate in meaning making, and contribute substantively to the discussion. During times when students work independently or in small groups, task cognitive demand depends on the activities they engage in, the work they're asked to do, and the extent to which they're given the opportunity to figure things out for themselves. One key idea to keep in mind is that student confusion does not necessarily suggest students are working on high-level tasks. Students may be confused because of a poorly posed problem or simply because the material is difficult. On the other hand, working on review tasks does not necessarily imply that the segment should be rated as low. For instance, a teacher may review previously learned content by asking the students to think about it in another way, or to justify the steps of a procedure they already know how to perform. Finally, if students have just finished working on a demanding task and are now sharing their work with the class, we score the presentation of that work at the same level of cognitive demand as the work itself.